Welcome to the Total Security Podcast Series, brought to you by Bitdefender, the creator of one of the industry's fastest and most effective lines of internationally certified security software. Joining me today is Vlad Vulsianu, Bitdefender's head of anti-spam research. Vlad, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
Oh, thanks for having me here.
I wanted to spend a few moments with you to do a recap of the 2008 security trends, and also spend a few minutes talking about the trends we might expect to see in 2009. Before we start, why don't you take a minute to tell our listeners a little bit about your role at Bitdefender?
Well, in the last 6 years since I started with Bitdefender Labs, we started by researching spam, but I quickly discovered that spam and viruses and malware and phishing are all tied up together. And we've begun to counter them together as a whole rather than as distinct threats. And I've witnessed the way that malware changed dramatically. For instance, just like antivirus programs update their signatures over the internet once every hour or even more often, so do viruses and Trojans. They look on places on specific sites on the internet and update their code in order to improve themselves.
According to Bitdefender's eThreats Landscape report, internet users had to cope with approximately 2,000 new mutated viruses a day, almost 50,000 phishing attempts a month, and more than 1 million hijacked computers that spread bots, rootkits, Trojans, and other malware. Can you spend a moment and tell us a little bit about Bitdefender's eThreats Landscape report and how you came about these results?
Bitdefender's eThreats Landscape report is a comprehensive security threat study published by Bitdefender Lab, and it provides a comprehensive overview of the security threats landscape over the last 6 months, from July through December 2008, and takes a look at what we think lies ahead in 2009. Our security experts focused on software vulnerabilities and exploits, on different types of malware, as well as countermeasures and prevention of cybercrime and law enforcement.
And why does Bitdefender take the time to study and issue a report on the top threats we saw and expect to see in the coming months?
So the purpose of Bitdefender's eThreats Landscape reports are to provide consistent and useful information to consumers about the malware industry. Not only does Bitdefender want to educate consumers about what is currently happening in the malware industry, but we also want to provide consumers with guidance about what to expect and how to protect against eThreats in the upcoming year. For example, nearly 45% of the eThreats in the wild in 2008 were distributed via email. And with this in mind, consumers should make securing email communication a priority in 2009. We have seen a dramatic increase in web-based eThreats, about five times, 460% to be more accurate. And of all the Trojans we've seen this year, three quarters of them are using very complex update methods. This means that once in a while, they look at designated specific places on the internet and download improvements. Just like Windows updates itself, the malware authors release newer and better versions of their programs, and they're updating automatically. Many eThreats spread through email these days, as we've seen. There's even no need to attach the malware to the email message itself. Just include a link to the download site. Let me share some of the common subjects or headlines for emails that used to spread malware last year. They talked about the alleged U.S. invasion of Iran. They talked about the Olympic Games in Beijing or the U.S. presidential election that happened just a few days ago. Fake CNN or ABC newsletters with alarming headlines were also used to point recipients to sites with drive-by downloads. So users would just receive an email that pretends to come from CNN or another reputable source with a very stunning or alarming headline, and they're very compelled to click on the link and open the web browser, the link in the email, and that's all it takes to get infected. A few words about spam. We've seen a 400% increase in the amount of spam containing or linking to viruses, with botnet agents becoming more and more capable. Remember, they have automatic updates. And with the global financial crisis on everybody's lips, it's no wonder for us that more than 70% of all the phishing that we've seen takes advantage of the situation. Phishers were very prompt to recognize the advantage of using these kinds of messages and changed their phishing to reflect it.
Great. Now that we've gone over the security trends in the last half of 2008, What can we look forward to in 2009?
I said it before and I'll say it again. Just as the internet is available all the time for the good guys, Windows updates, antivirus updates, and so on, it's going to be available for the bad guys. I talked to some of our virus specialists in the lab, and they all agree that almost every threat will rely on the internet. Even all the existing virus families will rise again, this time with refined self-update capabilities, stealth ability, and ability to mutate very often. The distribution of viruses will rely heavily on Trojans and spyware and rootkits having the ability to download it from the internet. We also expect to see an increase in exploitations of common application vulnerabilities, not only operating system vulnerabilities, similar to the latest password stealing application vulnerability that we identified in December. And about Web 2.0, we are going to see more targeted attacks on Web 2.0 applications, mainly on social networking sites. And if you think that's not as important, you better think again, because once having access to your personal data in there, for instance, phishers can send you a very personalized phishing message. Phishing efficiency is thus expected to increase, because although most of the users are now aware of phishing and know not to click on the links in phishing, phishers, the bad guys on the other hand, will start to send out more customized, more personal phishing letters that will be even more convincing. And onto smartphones and, of course, other intelligent high-end devices with a permanent internet access, there will be another target for newer generations of mobile malware, because it's just like a rule. If there's a platform with enough penetration in the market, with internet access and enough computing power, there will be malware for that platform.
Vlad Bolsianu, Bitdefender's head of anti-spam research. Vlad, thanks for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Listeners, thank you for downloading and listening to the first installment of the Total Security Podcast series brought to you by Bitdefender. To learn more about security trends in 2008 and what to expect in 2009, download Bitdefender's eThreats Landscape Report, which you can find in the Media Material section of the Press Center on Bitdefender's website, www.bitdefender.com.